Tim, tell us what's going on with, first off, Contest University, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the Contest Super Suite, which has a really cool makeover. I checked out the website the other day, and just a really, really good makeover. We're going to talk about that a little bit in the Amateur Radio Newsline segment, too, giving you a bit of love with Newsline. But so what's going on with Contest University and the Contest Super Suite?
Well, we got a lot of stuff going on, Don. This is the 11th year for Contest University, and it's at the Crown Plaza in downtown Dayton, all day on the Thursday before Hamvention. So it's the day before Hamvention officially opens, and we're going to be wearing a lot of green because of, you know, we're out at the Green County Convention Center now for Hamvention. So a lot of green at Contest University. But, Don, I got to tell you, one of the things we have a lot of great professors that have put together some tremendous slide decks they're going to teach. But I'm really proud of we have right now 10 students coming on. They're coming on scholarships to Contest University.
Wow.
And one of them is in the chat room tonight, and that's Chris, KD8YVJ, who was the Maxim Award winner from the American Radio Relay League. Earlier, and so we reached out to him and his father, Jocelyn, and they'll both be there, and we're hopeful that they'll stick around for the contest dinner on Saturday night. But these students are coming from Wright State University, University of Dayton. We have four students coming from Virginia Tech, as well as we also have Bryant, KG5HVO, will be there. From your neck of the woods, Don, coming on scholarship. He'll be up with his mom, Lauren. And
good.
And Marty, KC1CWF, is also another one of our scholarship guys. And this is all made possible by the Northern California DX Foundation. And they are very involved in youth and trying to push the envelope a little bit forward when it comes to creating amateur radio down in the youth ranks. And so they've embraced us and been a part of that. So I can't say enough about the scholarships. And you know, we can also add a few more. So if anybody under the age of 25 that would like to come to Contest University, just go on the Contact Us tab at contestuniversity.com, and we will evaluate, get your resume, and make a decision really quickly on that. And I'll be meeting with the NCDXF on Saturday morning to give them a report, and they're going to review the resumes of all the scholarship attendees that we have already, and that's a very touching moment as well. The entire course outline is on contestuniversity.com, and we hope to be live streaming again. We've done that several years, thanks to ICOM and Ray Novak, for helping put that together every year. And there are recordings from past Contest Universities available in the video section. And also the PowerPoint presentations from several years are also right there on the website. You can download them. You can present them to your clubs and freely give the information to your clubs, or just get together a bunch of guys in the living room and go through some of these tremendous presentations that were put together by some very great professors that we had in the past. Rob Sherwood, Frank Donovan, and Joel Harrison's going to be giving the ethics presentation this year. Joel, W5ZN, he's a past president of the American Radio Relay League. And, of course, we're really excited this year to have Dr. Tamitha Scove, who's going to teach propagation at Contest University. So, Don, I'll tell you, it is a fast 9 hours. We go from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's just jam-packed, 24 presentations.
I'm going to make it to Contest University one of these years. Not going to be this year, but I'm definitely going to make it one of these years. I'm going to have to plan for that. And you mentioned Chris, YVJ. You know, we met Chris, like, what, 3 years ago, I think, at Dayton, when I believe he had just passed his he had not passed his license. I think he missed by like a question or two. So I've known Chris ever since he's been a ham, and his whole family have just become really, really dear friends of mine. And and Bryant from down here in the New Orleans area, just a cool kid. He came and We interviewed him on Ham Nation, and I showed him around the radio stations where I work, and took him and his mom and his brother across the street to Channel 8, to WVUE, the Fox affiliate. And it's funny because one of the anchors for Fox 8 News was my morning show producer when he was in college. So I hooked him up with Scott Walker, and so they got to see the radio tour and the television tour, and they had a good time, and I had a good time showing him around. So that's good. I'm glad that Bryant's going to make it there. He was, didn't he just get back from Costa Rica, or he's going to Costa Rica to do some DX or something anyway, but it's just amazing. Now I want to talk about Contest Super Suite. What's going on with Contest Super Suite? Because I'm going to make it to Contest Super Suite this year, and I'm bringing my son, because my son is a pizza aficionado. So no cheap pizza, Duffy. You hear me? No cheap pizza.
No, we have very good pizza. And one thing about Bryant, before we let that go, he'll be going to Costa Rica with his father. They'll be going this summer. And that's part of the Youth DX Adventure, the YDXA. And they have a booth at Hamvention, and you'll be able to see Bryant there. And Bryant will also be attending the contest dinner as well, he and his mom. And, you know, Bryant was the David Coulter Youth winner. That's the memorial. He won a whole station, and that was what set him up for the trip. But that's David Coulter is a silent key, and he's the brother of Michael Coulter that Gordo had mentioned here earlier in the show. And Michael is the treasurer of the Dayton Amateur Radio Association and a good friend of Ham Nation and good friend of hundreds of hams around the world as well. So, very, very proud of that. But back to the pizza. All right.
That's, yes.
So that's contestsupersuite.com. And this is the brand new website that KA9FOX did for us, and Terry KMNJ has been working hard on making sure we have this all together. You see, it takes a lot of sponsors to sponsor all that pizza, Don. We'll go through 120 pizzas in 4 nights. And so you need to make sure that you come hungry. Wednesday night is the first night that we do it, and this is downtown at the Crown Plaza, and it's right after, because we're going to have Ham Nation live from the Crown Plaza as Bob and Val and whoever else, you know, wants to show up. We do it live at the Crown Plaza. They're on the second floor on Wednesday night. And that's during the Contest University sign-up time. You can register for Contest University at that time, get all your books and T-shirt and everything. And then once that's done, it's time for pizza. And so that then we try to go to bed. Everybody's all excited. And then Contest University starts on Thursday morning. And then we crank up the pizza machine Thursday night again. And but not only do we have pizza, and Don, we have white pizza and red pizza. So there's a pizza for everybody.
Good.
And then on
As long as you have cheese pizza. My son is a purist. He just wants cheese pizza.
That's white
pizza.
That's
all he wants.
That's what I love.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So there's no red sauce. It's just cheese.
Do you have Do you have any pizza with chicken with fries on it?
Well, we do, Don. You know, you're reading my mind, because on Thursday night we have chicken wings.
So, oh, good. Marty will fit right in.
That's right. You can put chicken with pizza, so it's CWP, not CWF.
Good.
But.
And the reason I didn't bring up Marty is, well, quite frankly, we're all sick of Marty. No, we're not. We love Marty. CWF, we love Marty. I guarantee it. Some of these young people that we're talking about, they're going to be future young hams of the year. I see it coming.
I think so. And that's what this platform of Contest University sets us up very well. A lot of visibility of people, and, you know, getting on the air. But most importantly, and you're, you know, very involved in this, but is the idea of giving back. And that's, you know, Chris is giving back. Marty's giving back. Bryant is very involved with his local club. And you know, he already gets it, the giving back aspect of the hobby. So that's so important. And then, you know, Friday, it's the day we've been waiting for. We go back to Hamvention and now at a new venue. You know, I've been going, this will be my 43rd year going to the Dayton Hamvention. We have a jam-packed antenna forum on Friday afternoon out at Hamvention. And so We have four excellent speakers, and one of them happens to be Dr. Tamitha Scove. So if you don't come to Contest University on Thursday, you can see Tamitha at the Antenna Forum at out at the Greene County Exposition Center, and she'll be giving a very nice presentation on propagation there. And Friday night, we have the Top Band Dinner. Also, the DX Dinner goes on at the Marriott, so there's a lot of dinners, a lot going on. And then Friday night, we crank up that pizza machine again. And but, Don, you know, if you don't do anything else, and the listeners, this 10 o'clock, come downtown for the Spurious Emissions Band. And if you go on, you go on the contest.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, yeah. They're, Gordo's stomach is still hurting from laughing so hard last year. But on the contestsupersuite.com website, there are three selections, and you can, even if you go on YouTube, you can find all the selections. You go ahead and scroll down there a little bit, Brian. There they are. There's Work Me, Spot Me, and Stand By Your Ham. And
there's a favorite. There's a crowd favorite.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah, you know. No, let's don't play those. No. I'm not sure I could take it right now.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil the suspense. But
exactly.
You know, that goes on for 1 hour on Friday night. It is one night only. And they've been rehearsing once in the day and once in the night. I guess they've done two rehearsals. So it's just going to be a fabulous time. And then after they're done. And the thing of it is, we had to move it into the presidential ballroom, Don, because we had over 500 people show up for the concert. And and all ages, and it's a fabulous time. And then we rifle through more pizzas on Friday night than any other night. Within 10 minutes, the pizza's gone. It's amazing. And then if you haven't had enough, you know, back to Hamvention on Saturday. We had the contesting forum on Saturday out at Hamvention. And then this Saturday night is the 25th anniversary of the contest dinner that I helped start back in 1992. And I really thought it would be something if we got 150 people that first year, 175 showed up. This year we'll have approaching 550 people for dinner.
Wow.
And it's not a buffet. It's a plated dinner. Wow. It is where the Contest Hall of Fame Award is announced. We also have fabulous prizes. Thanks to ICOM and DX Engineering and other vendors, Yaesu steps up. So we have a lot of prizes that are given away there, but 550 people at the Crown Plaza. So 25th anniversary, it's going to be very, very, very special. We're even a Geochron clock, one of those fancy clocks, is going to be given away at that dinner.
Wow.
So it's really a super time. And then, you know, after dinner, And we do have a dessert there, and then we have more pizza. Why not? It's the last night. So
exactly. That's
the fourth night of pizza. But if you go to that contestsupersuite.com, everything is lined out there, that the activities to be involved in. And it's a great, great, great weekend in Dayton, Ohio. And so, Don, when do you arrive?
I'm going to be here Wednesday night for this end of Ham Nation, and I think Tyler and I are going to depart probably around. We're going to try to be wheels up between 0200 and 0300 Thursday morning, and it's about a 12-hour drive, so we'll be there Thursday afternoon.
Okay, great. So we'll definitely see you Friday, and
and maybe Thursday night too. We may try to drop by Thursday night as well. Just depends on how tired we are. But I'm looking forward to it. Well, this is going to be exciting, Tim. You know, it's a lot of history with Contest University and the Contest Super Suite and all that you've been doing. And plus, it's the new beginning with the new venue for Hamvention. It's an exciting year to be coming to Hamvention. Whether like you have been going for, you know, almost a half a decade, or if it's your first time, like my son's, who is not even licensed yet, it doesn't matter whether you're what end of the spectrum you're on. This is one of the more exciting years in decades to be at Hamvention, and I'm thrilled that we all get to go And we all get to do this in the greatest country in America, with the greatest hobby in America. So, Tim, thank you so much for your friendship personally, and for all you do for the hobby, and for all you do for our little program here, you and DX Engineering, and Terry and Mel and everybody else over there, just from top to bottom, just a great organization. Hey, I saw that your parent company, Summit Racing, is building a big facility in Texas. Is there going to be any DX Engineering space over in the big Texas facility that you know of?
Well, you never know, Don. That's something that we're looking at. But, yeah, it is a massive building that is going on there, and they're going to be open real soon, so look for that. Yeah. But, you know, I can't say enough about what's going on at Hamvention. Just one more thing about that, Don, is talking to Michael Coulter and Jack and Ron, the chairman, Ron Kramer, and I talk to them frequently. They are working hard. I mean, these guys are working, you know, 14 hours a day. They are volunteers, and they got 18 different committees going on.
Wow.
And and 600 volunteers to pull off Hamvention. And so the best thing we can do is make sure we give them, a lot of encouragement. It's going to be a really rough year for them because it's all new for them as well. But we got to give them a lot of encouragement, give them a hall pass this year, and and really just do everything that they can do to help these guys along, because it is exciting. This is the best hobby in the world, and amateur radio is what it's all about. But these guys, these 600 volunteers, they're giving up their time to make it really nice for all of us.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we give them everything possible in the ways of kudos, because they're working hard, and it's not easy, and it's not going to be fun.
No, you're right.
But
and they're taking a lot of flack on social media and in some of the forums about, well, this isn't happening and this isn't happening. And I haven't heard back from everyone. Well, not only do they have everything that they've ever had to do for Ham Nation, but they've got probably double, triple, and quadruple the work because of the new venue and getting all that together. So, yeah, man, give them some time. Give them some slack. Yeah, okay, we're 30 days out, and they're going to be working right up until the door closes on Sunday and the last person leaves the Greene County Fairgrounds. They're going to be working nonstop right up until that point to make sure that 2017 is the best year possible. And then they're going to take a day of a break, and then coming back on that Monday or Tuesday following Hamvention, they're going to start working on 2018. So it is a tireless job. It is a huge job, and they do it all for us. So yeah, let's all give them a little bit of slack. Point well spoken, Tim. Well, Tim, thank you so much for being on tonight. We're gonna talk a little bit more about DX Engineering, but again, just thank you for being part of what we do. You're a huge part of what we do, and allowing us to do it. And I can't wait to see you and everybody else coming up here in 30 days.
I can't wait, Don. And there was a comment in the chat room about the YDXA and getting some more of the YDXA students and young folks involved in Contest University. And if they just reach out to us at the contact us at contestuniversity.com, we'd be more than happy to welcome the entire YDXA into CTU this year. So thanks again for everything you do, Don, and for letting me share the time on the show with you tonight. This is really special, you know, having worked together with you when we were in Ohio together, and now here between Petaluma and your QTH, and can't wait to see you in a few weeks.